VFS, or vocal feminization surgery, is literally just a fucking scam. Right? Like, anybody can really train their voice to do the same thing that VFS would be able to do, unless you sound like, I don't really know any guys with like super deep voices, but like, if you sound like a guy who has a super deep voice, my grandfather actually had a super deep voice, but I never met him. Anyway, VFS is a scam because you are able to train your voice to not sound as deep. You can change the place where your voice is resonating. So instead of making it resonate in your chest, you can bring that voice further up into like your throat, or further like up into the back of your throat, all the way up into the like nostril area, and beyond that it sort of falls apart. But seriously, anybody can have a feminine voice if they just like try. Excuse me. The pharmaceutical company whoops. Pharmaceutical companies and surgery companies, I don't know if they're companies, businesses, certainly they are, want to convince you that something like vocal feminization surgery is a necessity, that you need this so that they can fucking get their money. And you really don't. I mean, most surgeries, honestly, people don't need, right? Like breast augmentation, you don't really need that. Even if you have a flat chest, like, tough shit. You know, lots of, like, actual women have flat chests, and their insurance doesn't cover, you know, an elective cosmetic surgery to make their tits bigger, because that would be so misogynistic, right? And even, especially insurance covering that for trans women, I think is exceedingly misogynistic, because it's saying that, like, yes, this patient wishes to be a woman, therefore, in order to be a woman, they need large breasts. Like, that doesn't fucking follow. Similarly, with facial feminization surgery, I understand the point of that is to some degree, undo the effects of testosterone. And one, you're not going to undo the fucking skull size, bro. You can't shave off that much bone without just having like a jelly head, because your brain's exposed. And even then, it's probably going to be still bigger than a real woman's skull or head. And also, it's kind of like giving pedo vibes, right? Like, oh, this surgery makes you look like you did before puberty, and dudes find that hot? Like, that's fucked. And I know that's not intentionally the purpose for most people who get FFS, nor obviously it's in the name facial feminization surgery. But it often just leads to people looking uncanny rather than feminine. And it often disrupts the harmony of their features, so that they just, again, end up looking uncanny. Whereas before, like in my case, I'm ugly as shit. But my features are in harmony with each other. It's not a pleasant harmony, but it is harmonic, right? Everything looks, you know, proportionate. And again, the proportions may not be the greatest, but if you took like some really beautiful like ski slope nose and plopped it on my fucking face, it would look so fucking out of place just because of the way my face is structured. And that's sort of what people are doing with nose jobs and FFS and off. I mean, not everybody's going to go to Bart the Butcher. I think he's dead now, thank goodness. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like surgery is just such a deeply American way to address the problem, where it sidesteps any sort of introspection or attempt to come to terms with the reality of your body and accept it. Instead, it's just like throw money at the problem until I'm satisfied. And spoiler alert, nobody who gets FFS is satisfied. They all want more surgery. And it's, again, it's like an addiction. And it's very, very immoral. I think plastic surgery is in general very immoral. Not because it's deceptive or anything, but because the surgeons prey on vulnerable people, mostly women who have internalized a lot of fucking misogynistic bullshit that trans women seem so eager to play into, right? Women who've been bullied their entire lives for being flat-chested feel like they have to get a boob job, whereas a trans woman is like, man, that woman I had a crush on, she had big tits. I'm gonna get me some big tits. It's just so gross, I think, the confluence of trans women's fetishization of the misogynistic world that we live in and the predatory surgeons who are so much more than willing to fake tits or, some fucking rot pocket man cave. That means you too can be more of a woman if you just perform femininity and conform to this very tight, specific standard of beauty. And I think that's just fucked. I just really hate that. So, I don't know. I would strongly caution against taking any steps towards cosmetic surgery or really any elective surgery, right? If you're not about to die, if you don't get the surgery, don't get the surgery. Unless it's like dental surgery, right? I had to have some molars taken out. And while I wouldn't have died if that hadn't happened, it would have fucking been a big mess. So that's understandable, but like, people just getting their fucking noses and chins carved up. It's like, stop. Just accept that that's how you are. I don't know. I know that's a little hypocritical coming from an anorexic, but whatever. I'm gonna finish talking so I can go run some errands.